Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment reports on Saturday night. I love Saturday nights, but it's been ages since broadcasting live on a Saturday night. Remember the call-in number, 714-409-0614. I'll be heading to the chat room, too. We'll be talking about the history of Independence Day and hot topics, and feel free to call in, also chat in the chat room. Also, big shout-out to Jimmy Neutrax of New Orleans. Also, I've been networking with him. We became Twitter friends on Twitter. We became Twitter friends, and then now we're networking on Facebook and emailing one another. He sent me two hot tracks. Matter of fact, I tweeted out who dat a couple weeks ago, and but I'm adding it to my playlist. Right now, I have another one of his hot tracks on my playlist because I just added it quickly. And, of course, and the reason because so many of my friends are in New Orleans, on and offline, longtime friends. Big shout-out to my friend, my BFF, Jermaine Patrick, who's rocking and having fun at the Essence Festival. My friend Robert Mack, who loves Prince like I do. And not only did he have fun at the Prince concert last night, but he got engaged, too. So congratulations, Robert Mack. He's engaged. So congratulations to you and your fiancé. I love you guys. I love stories. So when I looked on his Facebook page and saw the Prince pictures from the concert, I'm looking forward to seeing other pictures and videos. There's a big rock on his fiance's finger, and with him stating, she said yes. So congratulations. That is just so awesome. I hope I get an invite to your wedding. But this is amazing. 4th of July. Happy birthday, America. So we'll be talking about history of Independence Day. Here is Jennifer Corson Smith, a tribute to America.
Proudly we hailed as a
Happy Independence Day weekend. There are many people still partying, still celebrating the 4th of July. Talk to people today going to barbecues and picnics today and tomorrow. So, yay!
it in excellence, ever bigger to the man. With a wicked better plan, take a hand up in this man. So this defense, even Greg, we can sit and see this. Always nice, never mean, never never simply. Do this for our fans and the president and queen. If it's obvious to you, then it's evident to me. This is not become a goal, then it's faded as a dream.
Shaka-laka, shaboom.
New Year's. July 5th also ranks up there with an average of 110 deaths annually. So that's today. Independence Day has historically been the deadliest day on the road for Americans. According to the Insurance Institute, between 1986 and 2002, July 4th was continuously the day with the most car crash deaths each year, totaling 2,743 deaths. The day with the second highest number of deaths for that period, 2,534, was on July 3rd. The big summer holiday puts a lot of drivers on the road, which increases the likelihood of serious crashes. Rush Rader, spokesman for the Institute, said, and there's riskier driving too. People are going to barbecues and fireworks displays that sometimes involve drinking. So please be responsible drivers, because I know many are drinking. I was sipping on something earlier, but I'm in the comfort of my residence. And if you see your friends drinking and driving and want to get behind the wheel, please do not let them drive them or let them sleep it off and rest, okay? Alcohol is a factor in a greater number of crash deaths on both the 4th of July and New Year's Day. 41% of the deaths on the 4th and 51% on January the 1st involve high blood alcohol concentrations, according to the Institute. This compares to 33% on December the 25th. Jeffrey Spring, spokesman for the Automobile Club of Southern California, said he thinks that the heat and sun on Independence Day adds to the problem. Dehydration, he said, intensifies the effect of alcohol and even simple drowsiness. Okay? Look, I'm so obsessed with Z's. My S sounded like a Z, didn't it? Although this year, incidents included a deadly fire in Philadelphia, shootings in Chicago, Indianapolis, Houston, and a boat crash in Florida. Such episodes aren't necessarily part of the 4th of July danger trend. Fireworks mishaps raise the danger bar, yeah. According to a report by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the most common fireworks injuries were to hands and fingers, 36%, but 22% of injuries were heads, faces, and ears. 16% were eye injuries. But according to the Safety Commission, emergency room visits for bicycle crashes, swimming incidents, exercise equipment accidents, and basketball injuries top those for fireworks injuries during the week of July 1st to July 7th last year. On Saturday morning in Manhattan Beach, a man was attacked by a shark, hardly part of past trends, but an example of what can happen by simply spending the day at the beach. It's a celebration more than just a weekend off, so people tend to celebrate more, Spring said. They tend to try to cram a lot into the weekends, and that's where they get into trouble. And you can tweet the author of this article at MSRIKRIS. Again, MSRIKRIS, okay? That is amazing right there. Because I'm thinking like the 1st, January the 1st. But wow, the deadliest weekend. Yes, I was last night. I couldn't get my song to upload different songs. I had other songs too on the playlist. I'm talking about patriotic songs, and it had been a long day for me. So my apologies for my broadcasting last night. And earlier that night, I had watched, of course, Shark Tank. I've been having trouble with the cable the past couple of weeks, and finally the tech guy came and replaced the converter boxes. But was flipping the channels on the different celebrations, and all the celebrations from PBS to NBC to VH1 and other networks presented an awesome job, presented awesome programming in celebration of 4th of July. I turned it on PBS just in time to hear Grease. I love that song. And I know I'm not alone because it seems like everybody else was enjoying, especially those in attendance. Wow. Let's see. Let's talk about the story of the 4th of July. This is from constitutionfacts.com. U.S. Declaration of Independence. And I'm going to tweet this out and share it with you. And, again, this is from ConstitutionFacts.com. And just, you know, to talk about the history of the 4th of July. So the story of 4th of July, and I'm sharing this on Facebook and Twitter, so excuse me a second if I'm sounding like I'm pausing because I'm sending this out to the social media world so you can read along with me or on different things. I love it when I can, when it can be really interactive. I'm not sure if I put it on Facebook. I tweeted out. It's on LinkedIn. I love to connect with you on LinkedIn also. Okay, and let's see. Oh, Jimmy Newtrax Whitney just rocking. And he just thanked me for playing his song. And I thank him for sharing my links to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and Image Mechanisms, also spreading the word. So you guys can tune in and call in if you want to be a guest. You want to add your music to my playlist. Send me a media kit. Talk about your community efforts. Definitely would love to chat with you. I'd love for you to come on and talk, okay? But this is from ConstitutionFacts.com. The story of the 4th of July. The Declaration of Independence. We celebrate American Independence Day on the 4th of July every year. We think of July the 4th, 1776, as a day that represents the Declaration of Independence and the birth of the United States of America as an independent nation. But July 4th, 1776, wasn't the day that the Continental Congress decided to declare Independence Day. They did that on July the 2nd, 1776. It wasn't the day we started the American Revolution either. That happened back in April 1775. And it wasn't the day Thomas Jefferson wrote the first draft of the Declaration of Independence. That was in June 1776. Or the date on which the Declaration was delivered to Great Britain, that didn't happen until November 1776. Or the date it was signed, that was August the 2nd, 1776. The Continental Congress approved the final wording of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. Again, the Continental Congress approved the final wording of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. They have been working on it for a couple of days after the draft was submitted on July 2nd and finally agreed on all of the edits and changes. July 4th, 1776 became the date that was included on the Declaration of Independence. And the fancy handwritten copy that was signed in August, the copy now displayed at the National Archives in Washington, D.C., is also the date that was printed on the Dunlap broadsides, the original printed copies of the Declaration that were circulated throughout the new nation. So that people thought of the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776, was the date they remembered. In contrast, we celebrate Constitution Day on September 17th of each year, the anniversary of the date the Constitution was signed, not the anniversary of the date it was approved. If we'll follow the same approach for the Declaration of Independence, we'll be celebrating Independence Day on August the 2nd of each year, the day the Declaration of Independence was signed. So that would be my birthday. My birthday is August 11th. How did the 4th of July become a national holiday? Okay. For the first 15 or 20 years after the Declaration was written, people didn't celebrate it much on any date. It was too new, and too much else was happening in the young nation. By the 1790s, a time of bitter partisan conflicts, the Declaration had become controversial. One party, the Democratic Republicans, admired Jefferson and the Declaration, but the other party, the Federalists, thought the Declaration was too French and too anti-British, which went against their current policies. By 1817, John Adams complained in a letter that America seems uninterested in its past, but that would soon change. After the War of 1812, the Federalist Party began to come a part of the new parties of the 1820s and 1830s, all considered themselves inheritors of Jefferson and the Democratic Republicans. Printed copies of the Declaration began to circulate again. Of the date, July 4, 1776, listed at the top. The deaths of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams on July 4, 1826 may even have helped to promote the idea of July 4th as an important date to be celebrated. Celebrations of the 4th of July became more common as the years went on, and in 1870, almost 100 years after the Declaration was written, Congress first declared July 4th to be a national holiday as part of a bill to officially recognize several holidays, including Christmas. Further legislation about national holidays, including July 4th, was passed in 1939 and 1941. I'm going to read that paragraph one more time, because this is like good trivia right here. Celebrations of the 4th of July became common as the years went on, and in 1870, almost 100 years after the Declaration was written, Congress first declared July 4th to be a national holiday as part of a bill to officially recognize several holidays, including Christmas. Further legislation about national holidays, including July 4th, was passed in 1939 and 1941. I love this information. I hope you found this information important and interesting. Also, a lot of things I knew, some things I understand now why it's called ConstitutionFacts.com, because it brought out a lot of facts about the 4th of July. So that's pretty awesome right there. So check out ConstitutionFacts.com for more information also. But I definitely wanted to, you guys have been listening to the show since 2011, and I love to talk about and profile the holiday, and I think that is just so amazing. And at USA.gov, you can find different fun facts and information, and even submit your information also. USA.gov even has a Facebook page, but you can visit that page, and they talk about how the 4th of July, Independence Day, is a federal holiday that celebrates the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. And you can find facts out about the history of the holiday, information on fireworks safety, laws and celebrations, and tips to make your July 4th fun and safe. You can also share your birthday wishes to the United States on the Facebook page. I'm going to do that. Declaration of Independence, Today in History, fun facts about July 4th, U.S. flag history and facts, patriotic symbols, American recipes, yummy, patriotic melodies, historical documents, how you can help your country, travel and recreation in the U.S. On Monday, we'll be talking about summertime travel tips and also reducing belly fat, or, you know, keeping those bellies toned for those of you that have toned bellies. And also, fireworks laws by states, fireworks safety, National Mall Celebration, fire celebrations at national parks, summer safety tips, barbecue and food safety, travel safety, pool and hot tub safety, boating safety, skin cancer prevention, campfire safety. They have also where there's a link that you can click on to check out American holidays. The United States celebrates many holidays, some that we share with other countries and others that are uniquely American. So you can go to their Facebook page, and as I am on air right now, I'm going to their page right now. I'm surprised I don't have this page liked and not following it. There's a similar page. So they have some interesting topics on their page right now, from grill safety to how to reduce fires during this
warm, dry summer months, how to check your credit report, and the first status is about saving money and helping the environment by conserving water in your home. So that right there is pretty amazing. Let's see. I'm trying to see. Okay, I'm resharing the Star Spangled Banner on my Facebook page. They have like a copy of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, which I played earlier at the beginning of the show. The Star Spangled Banner was written by Francis Scott Key in 1814 to commemorate the victory of the United States against Great Britain. In 1931, the year my mother was born, after more than 40 bills, Congress officially declared the Star Spangled Banner as our national anthem. So that is so awesome and so cool. And I really thank you for tuning in. The live streaming stopped, so we have about 10 more minutes to broadcast. And so I'm going to play the remaining of Prince Third Eye Girl, Minstrel Cycle. Again, shouting out to all the Purple Peeps out there. And I know it was purple all over the place at that concert last night. Lionel Richie will be performing tomorrow night, right? I know my friend Jermaine will be going to that show. So just, yeah, boom, shakalaka. Wow. You know, have fun. I'm thinking about Jimmy Neutrak's Whitney song. Just so awesome. I can't wait for you to hear the Who That. But big shout out to, you know, the NBA, Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, and many others out there. Derek Jeter, who was recognized by the Minnesota Twins today as his retirement approaches. Just, you know, big shout out. We'll be talking more sports. There's a lot to talk about regarding sports. I thank you also for supporting Image Mechanisms. Also, thank you so much. And it's just been amazing. But let me go ahead and play the last of this. And I'm about to get comfortable, and the show is about to conclude. But Motivating Mondays will be airing on Monday morning. And I said last time I broadcast Image Mechanisms that I will broadcast a special edition of Image Mechanisms. So I might do a special Image Mechanisms on tomorrow, like Image Mechanisms Sunday edition, Image Mechanisms Live. But you are tuned to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on a Saturday night. 4th of July special holiday weekend edition, and I really thank you. I mean, you know, you can feel free to call in. We're doing a live stream, a live broadcast, and also come into the chat room and chat away with me. So I'm pretty much back to doing consistent broadcasting, and I thank you guys for your prayers and your support and your love as we all deal with daily living. So I thank you for your prayers. I really do, because prayers are being answered. And I'm praying for miracles in my life, in my loved one's life, of the loved ones I include, my on and offline friends and those that listen to the show. You know, miracles happen. We see miracles daily, don't we? And, you know, it's just important to, you know, to be thankful and to be appreciative and to be grateful, right? Yes, indeed, and to deal and work on anything. You know, we all have to deal with things, and so you know what it is you're dealing with. What I'm dealing with and what I feel like I have achieved, it brings me comfort, but we're always dealing with something, right? So if we consider it to be major or minor, it's still important, you know? But I thank you for your support. I thank you for listening to the live shows and to the archive, the previously recorded shows. And I appreciate you networking with me, and those of you that have mentioned that you would like to return to the show or be a first-time guest, I'm looking forward to it. Just let me know so we can schedule it and have at least a week to promote and let everyone know that you would be appearing on the show and what we would be discussing. Okay, and I do a lot of reading and listening to a lot of music. I'm an Avon lady, yes, and then I'm working on my other business projects. You guys know that. And thank you. and also, you know, being here for my mother day in, day out, and taking care of pets. I have 5 kittens, and sadly today I lost a kitten. My cat Minnie had 5 kittens 5 weeks ago, and they've been doing good and everything. And I don't know. I bathed the kittens in the shampoo a few days ago. Well, I didn't really bathe them. I wet the towel and put a little shampoo on it and wiped them just so they could be fresh and clean and feel good and, you know, and keep fleas away from them. 5 weeks old. And so I'm praying they didn't have anything to do with me bathing them in that shampoo, because it says to don't fix bathe dog pets, dogs and cats, when they're 12 weeks plus, and they're turning 6 weeks on Wednesday. So, you know, I was kind of saddened when I arrived home from running errand and going to the park, and I just was kind of saddened to find one of my cats, one of my kittens, not living. My mother had not noticed it and anything. I think it had just happened or whatever, but it was sad. I have a friend that told me before they were born he wanted 1 or 2, and so I need to contact Miss Jackson at Animal Rescue to get the ones that if I don't find homes on my own, so to give them special care and find them homes. But I need to contact my friend. But I know I'm sharing this with you, but you guys are my friends and you're listening. Like, I just was so saddened by that because they were doing so good. And I'm just wondering what happened and if that had anything to do with it, because I was concerned when I seen it that, oh, my God, they were supposed to be 12-plus weeks and not 6 weeks. So just had me concerned. If, wow. I just, you know, because I feel sad. Because I was so proud that they were doing good and been doing good and they've been having any problems with them. But, again, I thank you for your love and your support. You know, you can call in during the live broadcast at 714-409-0614. You can email me at KultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com, KultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. I will get a shorter one, a shorter email, because that is a mouthful. And you can also, you know, check me out at the profiles and on Twitter. Have the Facebook page of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You just click on the link here on the profile. Want to congratulate Ebony Empress also on being recognized in the UK. You know, Ebony Empress right here. Sandra Rodney right here on blogtalkradio.com. She won a prestigious award in the past couple of nights. And congratulations to her. That is just so awesome. So, again, I thank you guys for your love and for your support. It's just been so awesome. And I don't think I'll have time to come back on and say anything more because the time is running out. And I'm going to play Minister Cycle for you. Big shout-out to Prince, MPG, Liv Warfield, Shelby J., Alicia Farillo, who I met back in 1990 in Jackson. I have an awesome time networking, too, with Sheila and her sister Zena. Sheila E., oh, my goodness, speaking of Lionel Richie, when she and Lionel Richie came to Jackson back in 85, it was just super, super, super. And who would thought, you know, her band became, some of her members of her band then became Tony. So amazing. Yes, indeed. But really, I thank you for your love and support. Continue having an awesome and happy and safe, very safe 4th of July Independence Day weekend. I hope visit constitutionfacts.com because the profile was brief, right, but to the point. And I see why it's called Constitution Facts because it points out the facts, the dates and all. So I love it. But again, thank you. Virtual hugs and kisses to you. And God bless. Love you. Thanks for supporting both podcasts, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and Image Mechanisms. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and I appreciate you.
Giving them their best.